Fall is just around the corner, and home is the center of it all. At Ashley, seasonal decorating's a breeze with their range of designs and materials. Snuggle up on a family-friendly sectional or an ultra-modern sofa. Or gather outside and enjoy the crisp, cool air with a new fire pit or conversation set. From minor refreshes to total overhauls, Ashley has the essentials to make your home fall functional and fabulous. Shop in-store or visit ashley.com today.
Is that the new iPhone 15 Pro?
Oh yeah, it's made with titanium and the Pro camera is epic. Just got it at T-Mobile.
Nice.
Yeah, and I got their Go 5G Next plan, so now I have the freedom to upgrade my phone every year.
I gotta get to T-Mobile.
Take charge of your upgrades at T-Mobile.com.
Phone now via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. 1 year upgrade requires financing, qualifying device and upgrading in good condition after 6 months with half paid off.
It's been quite a few hours now and I'm still processing. I don't know when it feels real to me. Right now, it's still surreal. Right now, it's still unreal. Aaron Rodgers doesn't survive his first series as the New York Jets quarterback. Seriously, say that out loud. 6 months of buildup boils down to 4 snaps. If the Jets' worst fears are confirmed. So we'll start at the end and we'll work our way backward. This was Robert Saleh following the Jets' victory over the Bills on Monday Night Football.
Concerned with his Achilles. MRI is probably going to confirm what we think is already going to happen. So prayers tonight, but it's not good.
They fear an Achilles injury that will keep him out for the entire season, and who knows what happens beyond that. He's nearly 40 years old, and I'm not saying it's impossible to come back. He's going to have the best surgery, certainly the best rehab and technology and support known to man. That's the benefit of being an athlete, a superstar athlete especially. The Jets will give him every possible resource. Certainly now they've sunk money into him, they absolutely will. But yeah, he gets out there and, I mean, all of the energy, the buzz in the stadium, it was loud. Going back to when he ran onto the field leading the Jets, carrying the American flag. Of course, it's 9/11 and MetLife is essentially just across the Hudson River from Lower Manhattan. If you haven't checked out Twitter this morning or Facebook, part of the view from not on the field at MetLife, but if you're in the upper deck or you're out in the parking lot, happened to be a clear night. The storms had moved through and it's easy to see the purple beams of light stretching skyward from Ground Zero. It's an annual tribute that is paid to those who were lost and those who served, the heroes who volunteered there. And as I was driving into work, the game had been over for a little bit. I was driving into work and I stopped my car on a side street in Lower Manhattan because our CBS Sports Radio headquarters are located just blocks north of Ground Zero. I got out of my car and I took a photo of the purple beams of light. They were still on and they were still stretching into the atmosphere as far as the eye could see. Beautiful photo, beautiful purple. And just like producer Jay, we actually said this as we got into work, couldn't stop staring at them. They're mesmerizing and captivating. And while it looks like one beam of light in my photo, there are two, just from the perspective that I took the photo. One is stacked in front of the other, the north and the south tower. So check it out on Twitter, ALOL Radio, or on our Facebook page. Would have been clearly visible from the parking lot at MetLife. And Aaron Rodgers runs onto the field with the American flag. The thousands there at MetLife, they're fired up. The roars increase in a crescendo when he jogs onto the field for his very first snap. You could hear it. You could feel it. And he was under duress a couple times there, but it was the fourth snap that became the one everyone will remember.
On first and 10 at the Jets 43. Back to pass, has time, pressure coming. Here comes Leonard Floyd for the sack. He didn't let Rodgers get away that time, as the new addition to the Bills pass rush paying early dividends.
And Rodgers gets up with a little bit of a limp, kind of favoring that left leg, it looked like. And the Bills now on three dropbacks by Rodgers, have hit him three times, and now Rodgers going to go to the ground. He's now laying on his back on the field. Now he sits up on his butt, and he is injured here.
That's the perspective from the Bills radio network with Chris Brown as the play-by-play filling in for John Murphy. Four snaps in 4 minutes. I'm not sure if you saw the time on the clock. They hadn't even gone under 11 minutes in the first quarter. I think it was like 11 minutes and 3 seconds, something like that. Four snaps and 4 minutes into his Jets tenure. Man, does that suck. Whether or not you love or hate Aaron Rodgers, I get it. He's a lightning rod. Most high-profile superstar athletes are, and he enjoys controversy. In fact, he welcomes controversy. I think he stirs it up himself on purpose. We got an entire file in our audio folder. Just Aaron Rodgers stirring up trouble. But off the field, he has always taken his football real seriously, right? So he's one of the best in the business because of the effort he puts into it. And football's not the same without him. I hope this is not a premature retirement. I really hope that this is not the last we've seen of Aaron Rodgers. But for now, if you considered 6 months of hype, anticipation, buildup, certainly question marks, even going back to before the trade was consummated with the Green Bay Packers, gosh, I couldn't help but wonder the reaction in Green Bay. And I'm not going to say anyone would be gloating or laughing or... No, I hope that's not the case. I can't imagine that. But just how quickly things can change. Life comes at you fast in pro sports, and we know injuries are always a possibility, but four snaps? Are you kidding me? Four snaps? It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence here on CBS Sports Radio. Four snaps, 4 minutes. That's it. Unless some miracle occurs and he's not actually out for the season. But if you weren't looking at Twitter, maybe you didn't see Kevin Durant. When Kevin Durant says he's sick over it, maybe it's because he remembers what it felt like and what it looked like for him to blow his Achilles. So it's Zach Wilson or bust now for the New York Jets. He takes over, has an interception before the first half is done. But actually, he wasn't the quarterback with the most mistakes, wasn't the quarterback with the most interceptions. That would be Josh Allen. Once again, versus the New York Jets, Josh Allen made mistakes that you wouldn't expect from him. Now, he was under siege a bunch. He was feeling a ton of pressure. Give the Jets defense all the credit in the world for making him uncomfortable. He was uncomfortable. And he was pressured into some brutal mistakes.
He's at his own 43. He's got a third and two. Looks at a four-man front. There's the snap. Here they come. There he goes. Line drive far side. Picked off! Picked off on the far sideline by Jordan Whitehead. Number three! He's picked off the Buffalo quarterback at the 43 of the Jets on the far sideline with the lunging pick. Wow! What a night. One for the ages for Jordan Whitehead, who is a Tampa Bay free agent a year ago to this Jets secondary.
It's a good defense we played, but, you know, we can't play two guys. Can't play them and us, and I played us tonight.
Josh Allen with three interceptions, courtesy of Jordan Whitehead. And it'll be noted today. The first one was deep downfield on a third down, kind of taking a flyer. And it served similar to what, you know, you field position for a punt. The second one was directly into double coverage. And the third one, gosh, it would be like a young QB who just wasn't familiar with coverage, wasn't seeing what was out there from the New York Jets. And then, after that third interception, the Jets offense found some life, and we know they've got talent. Certainly, we've got a talented receiving core.
From the three, second down goal, Wilson under center. Looks at a four-man front for the Bills. The snap, the drop back, the side on throw, and the end zone bobbled, falling down. He caught it. Wilson caught it. Garrett Wilson caught it for a touchdown. Bobbling the ball, reels it in, falls on his back. A yard deep in the end zone at the pylon. And the Jets, an extra point away from tying the game. What a catch by last year's NFL Offensive Rookie of the Year.
Yeah, so good to hear Kevin Harlan on Westwood One. All these dramatic moments. He's certainly game for the challenge. 4:55 to go. Zach Wilson finds Garrett Wilson in the corner of the end zone, and Garrett, with the great body control, is able to kind of twist away from the defense, make sure he snags the ball and then possesses the ball, keeps it in his breadbasket. It was impressive. He had to go up over the top, too, so his left arm was kind of engaged with the defense, engaged, as in they were locked up, arm in arm. And so he has to kind of use his right arm and the body, kind of twist away, knock the ball up in the air, and then make sure he possesses. Yeah, it was a cool moment for Garrett Wilson coming off of that Offensive Rookie of the Year and all the time he spent investing and really hanging out with Aaron since Aaron became a Jet. So it's interception, Jets touchdown, and then with the score tied at 13, Josh Allen and the Bills get the ball back.
Two tight ends are on the right side. Cook to the right of Allen in the shotgun. Crowd is getting rowdy. Snap is fumbled by Allen, who lunges forward and fumbles the football. It's loose, and the Jets say they have it. And they do. Josh Allen ran into his own offensive lineman on a bobbled snap and lost the ball.
What? You're Josh Allen. You're not Anthony Richardson. I know it's early. We saw the Chiefs look abysmal. The Eagles didn't look great this week on offense. The Bengals couldn't score a touchdown in the rain in Cleveland. The Steelers were nowhere near what people expected of them. I mean, I get it. The offenses were kind of rough. It seemed like the entire first weekend of the NFL season was sacks and turnovers. There's a lot of that, which is why it's amazing that Baker Mayfield did not have a turnover, that Dak Prescott did not get sacked or have a turnover. But it's a work in progress. I mean, it almost feels like the preseason. But come on. Run into your own offensive lineman and bobble the ball and then fumble the ball and lose the possession. So back-to-back snaps with turnovers for Josh Allen and the Bills. Ultimately, the Jets take the lead. They go up 16-13 with 13 of their points off turnovers. How about that? 13 points off turnovers. Only to see the Bills rally and kind of get in position for Tyler Bass.
There's the snap by Ferguson. Hold down. Kick is long enough. It's off the upright and through. It's good. We're tied at 16 with 2 seconds remaining. Tyler Bass puts everyone's heart in their throat, but it's good.
Did you hear the clang? That's my favorite part. I play the highlight just because I love the clang off the upright.
There's the snap by Ferguson. Hold down. Kick is long enough.
Wait, and here's the crazy part. It clanged off the upright. upright and went through. I was using this analogy earlier. Do you remember playing pinball when you were a kid in an arcade? And it was all about hitting the bumper at the right angle to advance the ball? Well, that was the thing. If that football had spun and hit the upright, say, an inch closer to Tyler Bass in the kicking unit, it probably bounces backward and not through. But instead, with 2 seconds to go, it's through the uprights. The call there with Chris Brown on Bills Radio. All right, so the Bills win the coin flip. Let's not forget that. The Bills had a chance first in overtime. It's not like, oh, we lost the coin flip and so we lost the game. No, they had the ball. They go three and out, which means they have to punt it away to the New York Jets.
And getting away a line drive kick is Sam Martin. Gibson runs under it at the Jet 35. Starts to his left, gets to the 40, turns the corner at the 45-50. Blockers in front at the 40, at the Bills 30, inside the 20. Stutter steps to the 10, to the 5. Touchdown! It's a Jet touchdown! This game is over!
What a way to end Monday Night Football. Gibson's going to take this one back. 63 yards for the touchdown.
When the dust settled, it was actually a 65-yard punt return for a touchdown by Xavier Gibson, an undrafted rookie out of SMU. He's a wide receiver, but in order to make the team, he's going to do anything they ask of him. And oh, yeah. That moment from Hard Knocks where he found out he was a New York Jet and Robert Saleh told him that they believed he could really help the team win. Gosh, didn't take long until we saw that come true.
I just seen a ball in there. Knew I had opportunity. Secured the ball, secured the catch first, and let the team work. And after that, it just happened.
What was that moment like for you when you knew you crossed the finish line, across the goal line, and you won the game?
Game time. As my boy Nehemiah Shelton said, game time. And it was amazing. It was amazing.
What a moment for the rookie. Pretty incredible. And yet, very soon after that, reality sets in. I will say this. I was impressed with the Jets for the way, the defense just continued to set the tone. They were tough. They were physical. They didn't allow a letdown. And even though the offense, it took a minute, the fact that the offense was able to score, the Garrett Wilson TD, I know it was a short field, and they had other opportunities to get in the end zone and did not. But the fact that they won this game, subbing Zach Wilson in such jarring fashion, yeah, I was really impressed with how they managed.
No one was fazed. And the way we came out in the second half with on a mission, you know, just picked ourselves up off the ground, and defense is getting stop after stop. Offense came out, bam, right off the back at 3 points. The big turnover that resulted in the touchdown to Garrett. Just proud of the gritty. It was a gritty performance. Proud of the guys.
And yet you could see it on his face. You could see it on the sidelines. You could hear it in the stadium. Yeah, they won. But the euphoria is short-lived. I mean, the emotions, the emotional roller coaster after a win like that, but it comes at such a steep price.
That part sucks. I'm going to enjoy this win. Winning in the NFL is hard, regardless of who the quarterback is. Personally, I don't hurt for me. I don't hurt for our locker room. I hurt for Aaron and how much he's invested in all of this. You know, so I'm still going to say a prayer. I'm still going to hold out hope. You know, my heart's with Aaron right now, and nowhere else.
That's not something I want to see. That ain't nothing that none of us want to see. You know what I'm saying? That's my dog. That's my guy. You know, he a great teammate, great leader. So, you know, it just caught us off guard. But, you know, we dedicated winning the game, you know, to him.
That's Sauce Gardner. Remember he and Garrett Wilson and, well, he and Garrett Wilson were and Breece Hall were the ones who were campaigning for Aaron, putting out videos and making their best pitch, shooting their shot, if you will. So Sauce Gardner and, of course, Garrett Wilson and others talking about it after the game. And we do need to wait for the confirmation. It would be amazing if it wasn't season ending. But the fear is that he tore his Achilles. Speaking of Breece, by the way, 127 rushing yards. So welcome back to him coming off the torn ACL. looked amazing, had an 80-plus yard scamper. Actually, it's kind of funny. It looked like he ran out of gas. I suppose that happens when you have been nursing a torn ACL and haven't been able to do a whole lot of running and conditioning for the last 7 months. But the big story will be Aaron Rodgers, 4 snaps in. Now, the Bills continue to struggle. Josh Allen continues to struggle against the Jets D, certainly at MetLife. 13 points off 4 Josh Allen turnovers. He was also sacked 5 times and hit 9 other times. And while the Bills are a lot better than what they showed, this continues to be a theme. Allen said it himself. We spoke with Sal Capaccio, Bills sideline reporter from our affiliate WGR 550 in the Western New York area, in Buffalo area. So you'll hear that conversation coming up. A little insight and perspective from him. I guess for the Jets, at least you know they won't go 0-17. Actually, how fitting is that coming from a former Jets coach that they ran out of town in Todd Bowles?
It's good to know you won't go 0-17.
Now, see, he's on your side, Jets. Oy, it's the morning
it's
after.
It's a dark day.
Stop it. I was just wrong.
Just walk the dogs, school drop-off, meetings from 10 to 3, take kids to soccer, then no time left for a jog.
When everyone else is relying on you, it's easy to put your needs last. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist online, so you can show up for yourself the way you do for others. Visit BetterHelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/positive.
Facts are facts, like how contributing to employees' financial security makes them want to work harder for their company. In fact, according to a 2023 study by Principal, 87% of employers say that better employee financial security means employees are more engaged and productive at work. The fact of the matter is that employees want to feel financially secure in their future. So consider this. Principal helps you invest in your employees by providing customized benefits and retirement plans to help keep your employees more engaged and productive. When you take care of your team, they take care of business. That's a fact. Learn how Principal can help you find the right benefits and retirement plan for your team at principal.com/benefits. Products and services offered by member companies of the Principal Financial Group, Des Moines, Iowa. For important information, visit principal.com/disclosures.
I'm here to tell you about Pom Pom at Home, where comfort meets elegance. Pom Pom at Home is offering 20% off site-wide for a limited time. See why so many of the top designers use Pom Pom's luxury easy care bedding. They have created a timeless, beautiful, coastal living look that incorporates subtle tones and natural fibers, offering a unique touch. Create your dream bed now. Get 20% off sheets, duvets, throws, and more right now at pompomathome.com. Easy to use, easy to love luxury bedding. Just enter code POMPOM at checkout.
You did it, along with millions of people who prioritized their health and got vaccinated against COVID-19 to help protect against severe illness and hospitalization, too. Now, let's keep it up.
Keep it up!
With this season's updated COVID-19 shot designed to help protect against recent variants. According to the CDC, you can get a COVID shot at the same visit as your flu shot if you're due for both. Ask your doctor or pharmacist to learn more and schedule on the CDC's vaccines.gov.
Keep it up!
Sponsored by Pfizer and BioNTech.
I'm not supposed to be laughing. This is serious. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast.
Sam Martin to punt. Deep back, the rookie Gibson. Under the ball, looking into the lights. Makes the catch against his chest. 35. Breaks the tackle. 40. Comes to the near side of the block with the 50. Down the near side of the 40. Room to roam. 35, 30. Got a block at the 25 to 20. He goes inside the 15. Breaks the tackle. 5. Touchdown. Touchdown. The Jets have won. The Jets have won. Turn by the rookie, Xavier Gibson. The Jets have won.
Trying to force the ball. Yeah, same sh**. Same place, different day. I hurt our team tonight. I cost our team tonight. And it feels eerily similar to last year, and I hate that it's the same.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Four turnovers by Josh Allen. In fact, he has 10 career interceptions against the Jets. Last time he had four turnovers, it was against the Jets. That's what he says. Same bleep, same place, different day. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence, CBS Sports Radio. Kevin Harlan with the call of the walk-off punt return TD. Hasn't happened in the NFL since 2011. Once Sal Capaccio got off the team plane in Buffalo, the sideline reporter for the Bills Radio Network joined us here on the air, and I asked him his reaction to this incredibly dramatic night at MetLife Stadium.
The Bills just gave this one away, right? I mean, they gave this one away, specifically Josh Allen with his turnovers, throwing the ball three times, three interceptions. They gave away drive after drive. They didn't convert points when they had opportunities, and then they gave the Jets extra possessions. And you can't do that, especially with a really good defense that can keep your team in the game and all it takes to play here or play there. They made them and give them credit. I mean, Garrett Wilson made a fantastic catch, obviously, for a touchdown. The Bills had a couple long runs go against them, one over an 80-yard run by Breece Hall that set him up for field goal earlier in the game. But you know, more than anything, I think, you know, the Bills just basically gave this one away.
Why is that, Sal? What happened to the offense?
Well, you know, I think, you know, first of all, you're playing a really great defense, obviously, right? And I thought at times the offense actually did some really nice things. They were trying, when they stayed on schedule on first down especially, it seemed like things were going well, but they didn't do that enough. They didn't get, and Sean McDermott mentioned this in the postgame press conference, they didn't stay on schedule on first down enough. When you get behind the chains on second down against that team on third down, it makes it really difficult. And they did that a few times. But, you know, even when they were moving, I mean, Amy, they scored on drives of 11 and 9 plays. Those are nice drives.
Mm-hmm.
But they gave the ball away, and really ask why. It's because Josh Allen made poor decisions. That's what it came down to. And, you know, we've said this since Josh has been a rookie. Josh Allen can be his own worst enemy. We're going to live here, and I've been saying this for years, and it's true tonight, and it's going to be true a year from now at some point and 5 years from now at some point, which is that if you're going to take all of the great things that go along with Josh Allen, you're going to have to live with some of those plays. Unfortunately, tonight there were too many of them. And honestly, like I think most Bills fans are fine with living with some of those plays, but you can't live with three of them in one night. You can't live with four turnovers in one night. Against the New York Jets at home on Monday Night Football Week 1.
Knowing what you know of Josh from your time covering the Bills, how will he respond?
Josh will not let it deter him from trying to make plays, but he'll this week talk a lot about and work on being smarter and not making those decisions. You know, for example, the second interception, you know, the first one was third down. He launched it. It's just as good as a punt. I'm not saying that's an excuse for it, but, you know, that happens, and,
right,
you know, he tried to make a play on third down. Second one was second down, and he probably could have ran for a first down pretty easily. And, you know, he wanted to make a play, and I think that what Robert Saleh and his defense did, and give them credit, and this happened last year too, they really forced Josh to take everything underneath. And at some point, Josh is going to say, I want to make a play. And he tries to make a play, and that's what he did in this one. You know, and Josh actually, he has 70% completion percentage tonight. It's wild. He was 29 of 41, and out of the 12 incompletions, three went to the other team. So, I mean, he was actually very efficient tonight. But when he tried to bite off more than he could chew, you know, he threw the ball into harm's way because he was trying too hard to make a play.
He also got sacked five times, and then there were another nine quarterback hits logged. What did you see with the offensive line and the protection around him?
Yeah, too much of that. Too many times Josh was having to bail or having to get rid of the ball early. And the game plan was to get rid of the ball early to keep them off balance because they do have a nice pass rush. And they can play really nice zone defense, and then they can bring pressure from different spots. And that's what happened. But I thought Spencer Brown was pretty inconsistent on the right side. I thought John Franklin Myers did a good job with him, and Bryce Huff as well. And, you know, they got into Josh a few times. So, yeah, there was too much pressure there, no doubt. But, look, I think that, you know, that goes with playing a really good team, and that's going to happen. And you players always say, you know, this player say the other team gets paid too, right? Those are good players on the other side of the field. And I thought the Bills did some nice things at times, but that was too much pressure. And then Josh, you know, scrambled a couple of times. He made a couple of poor throws. And then the third interception was one. He had one-on-one. He thought he had one-on-one, Gabe Davis. I think he did. And, you know, it was third and two, and he tried to throw maybe a, 12, 13-yard play. Maybe it was a little less than that. But, you know, that's a situation where, you know, maybe you just need the 2 yards to fight for another day. But he saw one-on-one coverage, and he tried to take advantage of it.
Well, because you were there on the field and you can hear and see everything that's going on, what happened inside the stadium? What happened on the sidelines when Aaron Rodgers left the game?
Well, first let me say it's just awful for the game of football. I don't care what team you root for. You know, losing Aaron Rodgers this quickly into a season, anytime really just stinks, you know. And for to be there for all the hype of this game, Aaron Rodgers, Josh Allen, it was just so incredible, the environment, the emotion, 9/11 in New York City, the national anthem, it was so amazing. And you know, the game started off, you know, pretty interesting with the Bills. The Bills did a great job on Aaron Rodgers' first three dropbacks. He was just running. He couldn't do anything. And then, obviously, the sack happened. And when it happened, I'll tell you that the crowd just kind of didn't know. We all didn't know. Like, because he got up, he tried to walk.
He did.
It looked like maybe he twisted his ankle or something. And nobody could really tell what happened. I think it was more of a, okay, he's going to go get it checked, and he'll probably be back, right? I mean, that's what usually happens. And then as it went on, we saw him getting loaded in the cart, and then we got word that it was an ankle, he was questionable. And then I started reading on Twitter about, you know, the people and the Twitter doctors, if you will, saying that it possibly could be an Achilles. And that's when, you know, you could feel, and I tell you, it got, the second drive for the Bills was not nearly as loud. And that was a lot to do with because people probably were just so deflated over what happened to Aaron Rodgers in the stadium.
Yeah, I agree with you. Whether you love him or hate him, and he can be a lightning rod, he is really good for football. And now just shy of 40 years old, you have to wonder. I mean, he did indicate that he wanted to play for a couple more years, but wonder how this might change the end of his career. It's After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio. So, Sal, you've seen a lot on the football field. This is how you immerse yourself this time of the year. But a walk-off punt return for a touchdown? Sure. Oh, my goodness.
First time I've ever seen that one. You know, I was thinking back. I grew up, you know, watching the Buffalo Bills a long time. You go back to, believe it or not, 2002, I think it was, in Buffalo, opening game, Bills-Jets, and Leon Washington, I think it was, returned an opening kickoff in overtime for a touchdown to beat the Bills back then. So that happened. I wasn't on the field for that. But, you know, I have seen a lot. And, you know, I was on the field for 13 seconds against Kansas City in that game going back and forth in haymakers, right? And I've seen a lot of things, but to end a football game this way, to see this, this is a pretty heartbreaking loss and obviously a pretty incredible dramatic win for the other side. And, you know, the crowd was pretty wild at the end of that game. So look, you know, big picture though, for the Bills, I'll tell you, you know, you got to run here in a minute. People are going to be upset. They're going to be upset at Josh Allen, but it's still a good football team, a very good football team. And it's a 17 game season. And let's not forget, 2 years ago, that year they did have the 13-second game against Kansas City, and they were setting offensive records and playing the way they did. They lost their opening game at home to the Pittsburgh Steelers that year. They didn't play very well, and they had a blocked punt, by the way, for a touchdown to beat them in that game. You know, it's a long season. It's week one, and the Bills got to correct some things, and I'm sure they'll be doing that starting tomorrow.
Just about 60 seconds to go, Sal, but how do you feel about the AFC East now, considering that we think Rodgers may be done for the year?
Yeah, I never thought the Patriots would be a threat to anyone. They look good, but I still think they're not good enough with playmakers on offense. I just don't think that the Jets can do this. I just don't. Their defense is going to have to win a lot of games for them, and they can win some games, but I just don't see them being able to keep pace here. Miami Dolphins are really good. They're really good. They have a really, really dynamic offense. I do wonder, though, after seeing what the Chargers offense did to them, you know, and I know it's Vic Fangio, but losing Jalen Ramsey really hurts. So, you know, we'll see where that goes with their defense, but man, this it's going to be a really interesting battle between the Bills and Dolphins, I think, mostly.
Our friend Sal Capaccio, and actually had a radio interview scheduled pretty early this morning in Buffalo on our affiliate, WGR 550. So we appreciate him staying up with us. That was live at 2:40 a.m. Eastern time when he was back in Buffalo off the team plane. All right, a little bit more with Tom Brady from his Let's Go podcast, although the stuff that he said about Aaron Rodgers, that kind of goes out the window now. And in addition, I'm trying to think what else. So not only do we have your Monday MVP, the big reveal, but we also have your TD of the week candidate. So stuffing in some more football before we hit the top of the hour. And you know what? If you don't want to hear about Aaron Rodgers or the Jets or the Bills, I would mostly the Jets. I would just advise you to turn off all TV and radio and unplug your devices on this Tuesday. It's After Hours, CBS Sports Radio. You can find me on Twitter, A-Law Radio.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, here to tell you about my new podcast, Search Engine. On Search Engine, we tackle the kinds of questions that keep you up at night. Like, why are drug dealers putting fentanyl in everything? Should we be worried that Elon Musk believes that we're living in a simulation? And, for the love of God, is it actually unsafe to drink the coffee on airplanes? On Search Engine, no question is too big and no question is too small. Listen and follow Search Engine with PJ Vogt and Odyssey Podcast. Available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Introducing Carvana Value Tracker, where you can track your car's value over time and learn what's driving it. It might make you excited.
Whoa, didn't know my car was valued this high.
It might make you nervous.
Uh-oh, market's flooded. My car's value just dipped 2.3%.
It might make you optimistic.
Our low mileage is paying off. Our value's up.
And it might make you realistic.
Car prices haven't gone up in a couple weeks. Maybe it's time to sell.
But it will definitely make you an expert on your car's value. Carvana Value Tracker. Visit Carvana.com to start tracking your car's value today.
Or our Facebook page.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast. It's a Touchdown Tuesday on After Hours.
Firing for the end zone. Caught! Touchdown! Touchdown!
Takes it himself to the pylon. Touchdown!
One man to beat 10. He's gone!
They throw in the end zone. Caught! Touchdown! Made a guy miss. He's inside the five. He's to the 3-2-1. Touchdown! Feathers helping into the end zone. Touchdown!
To cast your vote for the TD of the week, head to @AfterHoursCBS on Twitter or give us a call at 855-212-4227. The Miami Dolphins.
1:48 left to play. The Dolphins trail the Chargers 34-30 and a third and goal at the 5-yard line going in. Flips it to the corner and it's caught! Tyreek Hill, touchdown!
Who else can you beat in a game? My gosh. Tyreek Hill, again, what a throw. What a throw by Tua. Just frozen for just a second.
Hey, you can't throw the ball any better than that.
Right over the shoulder of Davis, right into the arms of Tyreek. Unbelievable.
The San Francisco 49ers.
Stretch run coming left to McCaffrey. Stays play side, breaks a tackle, 45. Blocked from Ayuk down the sideline, 30. Cuts back inside, 20. Still inbounds down the sideline. Diving for the end zone. Touchdown! CMC!
The Atlanta Falcons.
Ritter goes to the gun with Tyler Algier. Two receivers here to the near side. In motion goes Robinson. Both on the field at the same time. They're going to throw it to Bijan out in space. And he made the first guy miss. He'll get to the five and score. Holy smokes. My heavens. Frankie Louvu is on the poster for Bijan Robinson's first touchdown.
The New York Jets.
And getting away, a line drive kick is Sam Martin. Gibson runs under it at the Jet 35. Starts to his left, gets to the 40, turns the corner at the 45-50. Blockers in front at the 40, at the Bills 30, inside the 20. Stutter steps to the 10, to the 5. Touchdown! It's a Jet touchdown! This game is over!
What a way to end Monday Night Football. Gibson's going to take this one back 63 yards for the touchdown.
Oh, my goodness. What a roller coaster of emotions at MetLife Stadium just a few hours ago. From the euphoria, the excitement, of course, the chills, the honoring of the Americans we lost, 9/11, to the devastation of losing Aaron and then finding out that it could be season ending and that news starting to ripple around the stadium, to feeling like they're going to lose, then being on the high note of the Xavier Gibson punt return for a touchdown as a walk-off, only to then hear Robert Saleh talk about Aaron Rodgers and an Achilles. Goodness. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence, CBS Sports Radio. The moment, though, cannot be diminished for Xavier, the rookie, undrafted out of SMU, the Jets punt returner. he can be a candidate for TD of the week, or, and you hear it with Bob Wischusen on Jets Radio, or is it Bijan Robinson's first touchdown as a pro coming out of Falcons country? A lot of people touting him as a possible offensive rookie of the year. So that was Falcons radio. Christian McCaffrey, well, there's a reason why he's the highest paid running back in the NFL. Not only does he get great blocks, and he really did, Brandon Ayuk was racing downfield with him on that 65-yard rumble, but man, he bounces off guys. I mean, he's just as tough as some of the defenders coming after him. And so Christian McCaffrey, really the final nail in the coffin against the Steelers. That's on Niners radio. And Tyreek Hill, he was also a candidate. Well, so was Christian McCaffrey, candidate for Monday MVP. But that go-ahead TD and the connection he has with Tua on Dolphins radio, certainly that offense is a force to be reckoned with. In the AFC East, we know the Bills will be back, but will the Jets be the same? Zach Wilson may have learned all the info in the world, but it's not going to be the same without Aaron if he's not back. So crazy stuff happening already in week one in the NFL. You can find me on Twitter, A-Law Radio, our Facebook page too. Got a new photo up from last night, so I'll have you check that out after hours on CBS Sports Radio. Tom Brady, he's not coming back. He's not going to return to the NFL, at least not according to him last night on his Let's Go podcast. He actually said he's not in playing shape anymore. He's no longer feeling the urge to play. He's happy with his life. He's content now. Do you think he gets fat? You know, a lot of former athletes, they put on a bunch of weight. Do you think TB12 is a thing of the past, Jay?
No, I think he's going to get maybe in better shape because he'll just dedicate all of his time to working out now and like keeping that
edge. Nah, come on. He hasn't been able to have great desserts in like 30 years.
I don't think Brady's a dessert guy.
He might be.
He might be.
All you got to do is have a little ice cream with your daughter, Vivian, and all of a sudden you become a dessert guy. He did talk about running onto the field at Gillette Stadium on Sunday at halftime.
I think those moments are great, you know, just to take nothing for granted. And I had my family there, which was really fun. And to see a lot of people that have supported me over the years and show up and you know, I said it all on the field, so I'm not going to regurgitate it. But it was just a really special day. And I was pretty worn out. When I got on the flight, I was knocked out. It was just, there was so much energy and emotion, and it was a great football game.
He's
there was a lot of great
now.
Games yesterday, but it was just a great celebration and another once in a lifetime opportunity for
He stops playing football. He's going to get fat. Now he's sleeping on the plane. He's conked out.
I'm 45 years old, man. There's a lot of going on.
I'm sure he's not going to get fat. And also, it's okay if he does. He spent a lot of years being disciplined. If he wants to pack on the pounds, the freshman 15, I'll have at it. We'll get to some of Peyton Manning about Tom Brady on the next show. But actually, speaking of Peyton Manning, you know, the Monday Night Mannings returned last night, and they had some goofy moments, as they always do. John McEnroe was with them. I forgot, no joke, that the Monday Night Mannings were on, but I'm actually glad I wasn't watching because it was such a big deal last night. Needed to be prepping and be working. But I've now gone back and heard a bunch of it or watched a bunch of it. And, of course, they had a reaction when Aaron Rodgers got hurt.
He's in the tent. He's not. He's hurt.
He's hurt.
Could not have been. Holy cow. I cannot believe this. I thought it was just an ankle. I thought we'd go tape it up and get him back in there. Come on.
Man, is it three plays? Four plays?
Yeah. They were incredulous as well. So was I. I mean, I still can't get over it. All right, do we have time? Okay. Ready, go.
I need a hero.
His heroics made us swoon this weekend.
I'm the best ever.
I am the greatest.
Now it's time to name the After Hours Monday MVP.
I need a hero.
Tua's a baller, bro. I've been saying this since last year. You know, I've been an advocate, you know, for him. And, like, he definitely showed it today. You know, even during halftime, you know, he was able to come in, you know, get guys going a little bit. And even on the sideline with me, he's like, hey, Cheetah, let's get it, baby.
Wait, where's the part where he says it's more catches for me? Yeah, Tyreek Hill loves him some Tua. And they did connect for 215 yards on 11 catches, a couple of touchdowns as well. What did I tell you? Take Tyreek Hill as your number one pick in your fantasy draft. Also, Jay and I both need a new quarterback because, like dummies, we took Aaron Rodgers. Not that fantasy is real. It's not. But, yeah, that was our faux pas. Okay, we're back tonight for the Hump Show. Talk to you then. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence, CBS Sports Radio. Boom!